Take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit. From Sportsbet, gamble responsibly. And the big question, if you bring him in, the coal miner, did we all gamble responsibly? Christian Stud in the hockey league. Have we got an update on the what's it called? Handball. How'd they go, Shorty boy?
Were they ever in doubt, boys? It's the best $1.38 shot or whatever they were that I've ever backed in my life. They did it easily against the old Kungals girls. They won by nine. Did we work out if it's goals or points, Fletch? But they won by nine, whatever it is, 30-21 in the overs.
Oh, the overs
just got over as well. So yeah. Punters are just punters are rejoicing today, lads.
Yeah. The Christians, see. Not the Christians. Not they get the a little Christian bit worried if the Lions come in. That's the only issue. If they play the Lions, they get a little bit worried, the Christians.
Yeah. But how good, boys. We made the IMAR quiz just before with the big news today that we've paid out on Incentivise, as you said, Sugar. Tick over $5.5 million, if you don't mind. Now, our record with these payouts has been pretty poor in the past, but this year we've more than got it right. We did Penrith in the NRL after their winning run at the start of the year. And also the Demons in the Kazali game. We've got both those right. So it might bode very well for Incentivise. But I want to know what you lads do. Do you take the money and run? Or do you reinvest at the $2.50 for a bit of a free hit? And then you've got something to cheer.
No, I that would not have got approved by me, Shawnee boy. I think we're very, very generous at sports. But I'm panning Incentivise. I'm not panning it, but at the price, at the weight.
So can I ask you two, because you do work for Sportsbet, is that any bet on Incentivise?
So the multis and singles. So, for example, Sparman sent me a text. He said, wow, thanks, Sportsbet. They just paid out my $10 multi at 65-1, Incentivise to win the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double. And there were payouts for individual payouts of 50,000 and 20,000.
Yeah, so even if like it was futures, if it was 60-1, they pay that out?
That's right.
Okay.
All books, singles, and I think there was one lad I saw on our socials, $50 into 25K. I forget who the winner. He had the winner of the Metrop. Its name escapes me. But then the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup, Incentivised double, 50 into 25K, no sweat on the big day. How good's that?
So in the end, I think I've asked you this before, but is it for? Why do you do that? Because it seems to me bad business. Because is it just for PR exercise?
Well, I reckon the fact that we're talking about it right now is you know gives you a very good guide as to why we do things like that. But we're the punter's pal when it comes to early payouts.
Montefilia, Shawnee, that was a horse, won the Metrop.
That was the one.
Yep, 25,500. If you don't mind, well done. Anyway, the quote was: "Biff's almanac must have been doing the rounds for a few of these punters. We all saw the potential, but it seems plenty put their money where their mouth was on this one. Incentivise, not for me, Shawnee boy. But anyway, there you go. What about the dishies tonight?
Yeah, dishies tonight. We didn't go too good last week, but as you say, Shug, don't carry the divots. We had a big firm. One was like $2.40 into $1.65, but no luck. But Shag is best tonight. Race 9, number 3, Coco Model. The danger, the clear danger, is the fave here in the green cloth, rather. But has a bit of a tendency to miss the kick, Fletch. So you might want to get on Coco Model there. And he's got a nice little cheeky little each-way bet at very big odds, boys. Race 6, number 1. Peaks Angel at about 20-1. Now, there's about four dogs that are single figures here, but they've all got around the same early pace, he thinks. So he's predicting a bit of carnage at the first turn. And Peaks Angel at big odds in the red cloth might just get a nice little run.
Hey, Shawnee, we're talking before about our favourite days of the year. Like for me, Melbourne Cup, for Brian, it's Anzac Day. What's the one that gets you frothing?
Yeah, Anzac one is a big one. It's funny because obviously I'm a boring boy raised, and it's not really a big thing down there. But when I moved up to Sydney, you know, a few years ago, they really celebrate it right. They get up early, do the service and all that. But then we, you know, get around your mates and go to the pub and really celebrate and play a bit of two-up. So I've really enjoyed it since moving up here. But it's not really a day, but the last day of work before Christmas, before the Christmas shutdown, when you're in the city. All the offices are about to shut down. It's just a great vibe around town.
Great shout. Christmas Eve, by the way, this year is on a Friday. Oh, it will be a beauty.
We got to work Christmas Eve?
No, you and I are off. We're off early December, remember?
We're coming back for that special.
Oh, that's right. The Chrissy special.
Chrissy special.
I forgot about that. Yeah, absolutely. Shawnee boy, we've got to run. Anything else quickly?
No, but speaking of Christmas parties, you've got to get Bozza along to the Christmas party. Get him a start because I want to be there. Me, Bozzer and Fletch.
Actually, just as you say that, Brooksy's putting together a day. So you're on the invite list. Bozzer will be on the invite list. Yep, he's got your number. Yep. So when do you plan on doing that, Brooks?
ASAP. Yeah, we've been confirmed. It's going to be our show down at the Sporting Globe next Friday.
Right. So Finchie and Peacock are going to fill in Fletch and I while we watch our own show.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. That is outstanding. Hey, Shawnee, great to chat, mate. We'll chat tomorrow.
All right, boys. Take care.
Sorry, before he goes, is there anything we want from Shawnee tomorrow? Is there anything that we need an update on? Maybe the Cox Plate. We'll zero in on the Cox Plate tomorrow. An early tip on the Cox Plate from the trading floor.
That and also the Norwegian, just back on the handball, the women's Norwegian division playoffs are about to start. So okay. anything Nordic.
Okay.
Consider it done.
Beautiful. Thanks, there he is, Sean the Trader.